If you would open your Bibles, might be interesting to start in Ecclesiastes today, but we're going to be in Ecclesiastes for this morning and what God has put on my heart, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Maybe you've heard of this familiar passage, a season, a time for everything. But I'd like to read verses 1 through 8 and verse 11 as we look at a time for everything this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 and 11. It reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." And then verse 11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." Let's pray through this reading and pray as we begin the sermon. Lord Jesus, what a beautiful passage that you give us the wisdom here from Ecclesiastes, from the teacher, that there is a time for all things. For everything there is a season. There is time for every matter under heaven. Lord, as I think of this morning, as I think of your word, that is very true that we all are in different seasons, even right here in this room. Some of us are entering into a joyful season. Some of us are entering into something new, a new season, a fresh season, maybe a new beginning in some way. There's reason to be happy and laugh and glad and rejoice. Some of us have those seasons, and we're in that season right now. For some, there is a season where we are enduring maybe a trial, a tribulation, something difficult, something that is stretching us, something that is coming to an end, something that is hard to see go away. Maybe we are refraining from something for this season. Lord, there is a time for all things under heaven. And I love what Ecclesiastes says. Everything is made beautiful in its time. Lord, use my words. Keep me humble. Keep me hearing your word. Keep me learning from your word. Help us to sit under your word, not to stand on top of your word as if we are in control, but to be guided by your spirit and by your words. May you be glorified this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So, verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 3 says, "For everything there is a season." So I wanted to start by just asking, do we all have a favorite season? What is your favorite season? And you can shout out if you'd like. What are some favorite seasons here in the room? Summer. Spring. I think mine changed over time. I think it used to be fall, especially in the East Coast. All the humidity is done. Things are crisp and cool again, and everything smells fresh. Of course, when I got off the plane into the Northwest for the first time in my life, I could just smell the difference of the Northwest. It was clear and crisp and fresh, and it seems like it's like that almost year-round. But Sarah and I were talking recently, and we just thought, you know, we think we like spring. The rains of the winter may be ending. I say May because it's still May, and we're still getting rain. But the sun is starting to peek out. The flowers and the plants and vegetation is starting to bloom again, and it's the season of new beginnings, the season of sowing. For some of us who are building gardens, planting seeds, for some of us like me who borrow a section of someone's garden and plant seeds and plant things, it's a time for us to be excited about what's to come, to look forward. So I just want to talk about a little bit about seasons, and I think our life mimics that. Our life mimics seasons that we go through, and we see this most clearly in the context maybe of Pleasant Hill, this farming, this planting, this reaping and sowing, this winter time. What happens in each season? We just finished yesterday a spring cleanup day, and many of us have the term spring cleaning because for some reason the spring comes, we can get outside, we can open our garages maybe that smell stale, and we look at what's inside of there, and we just want to start cleaning. We want to see new things, new beginnings, cleaning out what is piled up over winter, cleaning out what is piled up over the cold. Where is the new work going to happen? We plan out resources we need or we have. What do we need for this next crop? We put seeds in, we water them, we take care of them, we hope that they will grow and sprout. And so in spring, it's about new beginnings, it's about nurturing, making something new sprout up, seeing those little green shoots come out of the ground. That's what this season of spring is. It's an exciting time. Maybe not for everyone is that spring, but it does seem like a season of new things, a season of new thinking, new ideas. Summer, I heard someone enjoys the summer here in Oregon, which for me is maybe like a window of a month or two. But you got to enjoy it while it lasts. It's the season of enjoyment, the season of seeing those plants start maturing and growing up and getting strong, and you're waiting for what is to come, the harvest. You water and fertilize and prune, and then you water and fertilize and prune again, and then you do it again. And you're also in the summer trying to prevent anything that might get in the way of what is growing up, anything that might want to end that plant or that tree or that harvest. You do that in the summer to make sure things continue to grow as they need. You're monitoring things as you look toward the fall, as you look toward a harvest. For us, that's maybe July, actually, maybe August. We're already collecting vegetables and fruits. I was just told, actually, that the asparagus is already far gone. It's already getting big, and if you missed the month of May in collecting the asparagus, I feel saddened because I'm an asparagus lover, and I'm hoping more will shoot up, but apparently even in May there's some fruit that needs to be harvested. There's some vegetables that need to be harvested. In the fall, though, we understand that to be the harvest time, the collection of fruits and vegetables. We want to get them in and get them in fast because we don't know when the cold is going to come on. We don't know when the rain is going to spoil, especially in this area when the rain spoils cherries. I always find that to be the crucial fruit. Make sure to collect the cherries because we want those to not be spoiled for the year. So it's harvesting. Sometimes it's harvesting quickly. Sometimes it's harvesting with care, making sure we don't pull up too early or too late. But it's that season of finishing the job, of completing what you had begun in the spring, of seeing things come to an end, maybe, and enjoying the fruits and the blessings and the benefit of all that growth. And then, of course, winter is just making sure all your loose ends are tied up from the previous seasons, making sure you're planning for the next year ahead. Winter is seeing things close down, maybe repairing something that is broken. You have time to do that in the winter. Preparing the fields, getting them ready, maybe before the rains come, before the snow comes, making sure all is set for the next spring. And a lot of times, a farmer might even assess, what went well? What do I need to change? What can I do for the next time and do it better? That's the season of winter. And I hope as I was explaining some of the things that are happening with crops in these seasons, you can make connections with life. Connections with new beginnings, new birth, joys and laughter, connections with summer, the enjoyment of the sun coming out, the enjoyment of fruits and vegetables beginning to sprout out. I want us to see that as the teacher, the wise one of Ecclesiastes 3 says, for everything there is a season. That it is so true. Different things happen in the spring than the summer, than the fall, than the winter. There are seasons that we go through in life. Some of them feel like celebrations, like springtime or summer, seeing something new happen, seeing enjoyment of something new, enjoyment of a new birth, enjoyment of a new idea. There's also seasons where we might be going through something that is very difficult. Maybe it feels like a winter. Maybe it feels like we're probably feeling the unwelcome sight of more rain. And we love the rain, but it's all dependent on the season. The summer might be sunny, there might be a lot of dry. Come August, we're kind of waiting for a shower. There's a difference in the winter when we say, there has been plenty of rain this winter, this spring. When is the sun coming out? And of course, I think it was just last week or 2 weeks where some of us said, this is just too hot. And by the time it turns August, and the grass is brown and dead, we are saying, when is the rain going to come? So the same thing is welcome in one season, unwelcome in another. And what might be a good thing in one season, we find it is a difficult thing in another season. Sometimes we have things to celebrate, such as a new birth, such as building something new, such as a retirement party for someone who's finished his work, at least with the company that he was employed with. He has said, I have completed all my days. A new beginning for someone, and also an ending for someone. There are times of sowing, of putting back together, of reaping, of keeping things instead of throwing things away. There is a time when we should speak and not be silent. There are times when we should love and not withhold. There are times when we should embrace rather than refrain from embracing. And yet there are also times that are difficult. Uprooting something, seeing the end of something, the breaking down of something that might have been a good thing, but it's becoming more difficult. For everything, there is a time and a season. This is what the wise teacher says. There is a time for all things under heaven. And I guess I want to speak, as I see this relating to mothers, and to all women who act in motherly ways, as you have seen, as far as I can see, probably all kinds of situations, ones that I'm not even a part of. I know my wife is going through things in the home that I'm at work. I'm not seeing what motherhood looks like from 8 to 5 p.m. I'm not seeing all the things that she is involved with, the different seasons it takes, even with a little Elizabeth. I love this little illustration, though, that she gives to us, and it might come up again, but in celebration of something new and life, and maybe you parents remember when your kids did this, but our Elizabeth, all she loves to do is hop around. She says, hop, 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 hop. And she is just hopping through our house in every room, just hopping and skipping with, I guess, with joy. I don't know. But it's just this new beginnings, this realizing that I can jump. My legs do more than just crawl and walk. They can jump. And now she's learned the word hop, and that's hop, 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 hop everywhere. And so what a joyous season when we see excitement, good things, new things. But I think the crux is here in verse 11. Whether it's a season of breaking down, whether it's a season of putting back together, whether it's a season of having to tear something or a season of mending it, repairing it, making it function again. Verse 11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. It's a reality that what God gives to us is not just the good, but I would say a both and reality. He gives us good things, He gives us difficult things, but we actually need both of those seasons to be able to say, as the teacher says in verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. We don't understand always how God is using the seasons in our life. We love the good ones. We love when our kid is first in class or first on the sports team. When we've made a project and it succeeds, it doesn't break the first time we try it. We love when things turn out for good. But I want us to be reminded that everything is beautiful in its time. Even the things that are hard, the seasons where you just want to say, can we get on to another season? Can we move on to something full of joy? God says, everything is beautiful in its time, the good and the bad. Let me just share some verses, and you can write these down. John 16:33, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. This is Jesus speaking. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Romans 5:3-5 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit He has been given to us. Also, Romans 8:18 says, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is being revealed to us. And this has been a close verse in my heart lately, 1 Peter 5:10, And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore and confirm, strengthen, and establish you. What a beautiful picture of the season for all things. After the suffering, after maybe a trial, after a difficult season, Peter promises us a promise of God that he, God himself, will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish. It'll turn to a season of repair, a season of healing, a season of joy, a season of laughter. So we might be in a time of celebration this morning. We might be in a time of trial. But I want us to see that verse 11 says, in its time, everything is made beautiful. God sees it all. He knows it all. He is with us in every way. Just like I shared that sometimes the cold wind can be a welcoming thing, or it can be something we want to see go away. If it's in the dead of winter, we're looking for the sun. If it's in the dead of summer, that cold breeze is a welcome sight. God has his purposes for us in all seasons. And as he says, he has put eternity into man's heart. We have this desire to want to know, what is the plan of God? What is he doing? What is the grand scheme of everything? And yet it says at the end of verse 11, he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. God is the great artist, the one who is putting together a master tapestry. He sees it from both sides. He sees it from all angles. He sees how it's all coming together. There's different seasons throughout that tapestry, and he knows it all. And we're somewhere in that tapestry. We're somewhere in that picture, only seeing a section, only understanding maybe the here and the now and the past. And I hope for you, at least for me, as I've sometimes use times to reflect and look at what God has done, I start understanding how he's put that tapestry together. I start to understand why something had to occur. I start to see how a blessing has become even more of a gift. How something I treasured a little bit in the past is something I treasure even more today. And maybe it's something where we didn't see it to be beautiful, but we look back and we start seeing the hand of God and how he has weaved all things in our life and how we can say what God has done for us is good. And I think that takes a lot of faith. A lot of faith for now, a lot of hope and faith for the future. That what God has planned is for our good. So, in knowing that God has all things planned out, he is making this beautiful tapestry, he sees everything as it should go, and he calls it beautiful. I guess there's one thing I just want to remind us of this morning as we read through Ecclesiastes 3. And we said this together in Scripture, but because God is in control of all things, because he is putting all things together and saying it is beautiful, he calls us not to worry. He says, do not be anxious. We read it this morning, Matthew 6:25. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything. Wow. How are we to not be anxious about anything? I was just speaking to someone, and I could kind of sympathize. I didn't sleep well. There were too many things on my mind last night. God calls us to take those burdens to him, for me as well, Philippians 4, 6 through 8, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So what do we keep our minds on? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. This is for all of us, but I think for mothers on Mother's Day, it's just a reminder that God knows the season that you are going through. He is with you. There is a time and a place for different seasons, and he calls us to persevere, to be faithful, to see perseverance turn into character, to see character turn into hope. Hope does not disappoint. Maybe it's a season of good, season of celebration. Thank God for that. Enjoy that. Figure out ways to celebrate that. Maybe it's a letter. Maybe it's getting a group of people together to celebrate the good things. Maybe for a mother this morning, it's a season of difficulty. When you need others around you to encourage you, when you need to just say, God is still here with me in this season. And as Ecclesiastes said, it is just a season, maybe a time under heaven, and God is using all things to make something beautiful. He is using these seasons to make us all more like his Son, Jesus Christ. And I guess from what I see happening more repeatedly is there is so much parenting content and so much mothering content and so much out there of the 10 best tips for how to keep your child behaved and how to make the best food as a mother. And maybe we have a temptation even to copy what someone else is doing. And I would just remind you that we shouldn't cling to those articles and those promises and maybe that wisdom that is given to us. The best wisdom we find is wisdom found in the Word of God. Mothers, you have seen it all. You are seeing it all. You are experiencing all kinds of seasons. But God is going there with you, and he says, everything is made beautiful in its time. For us, with Elizabeth, we kind of read some of those articles. We get excited. We're going to try this. This is going to work. And it's like 2 weeks in. Yes, things are going great. And then somehow it's like she forgot exactly what we taught her. It's like she reverts back to months before, and we think, has there been any progress? Is this really working? We thought the season was over, and now we're back into the season. There's all kinds of seasons. There's all kinds of stages of our lives. But God is creating a great tapestry, and he's using you in that tapestry to make something beautiful. He sees it all. He knows it all. It says that we have eternity in our hearts. We want to know the answer. We want to know the beginning from the end. And God is saying, trust in me in all seasons. So I pray today you can go out and celebrate. Enjoy the seasons God has given you, because as Romans said, it is producing perseverance, it is producing character, it is producing hope. ultimately, we don't hope in the things that we see here on earth. We hope in what God has put in our hearts, eternity. We all have a longing for perfect. We all have a longing for everything to turn out right, for everything to be good. And I have hope for you and good news. It's all going in that direction. Life is going to eternity where everything will be made right. There will be no more sin, no more broken things, no more tears. It is going to be a party, a celebration that's going to last for all eternity. So I pray that that gives us perseverance this morning, that gives us something to celebrate this morning, that God has it all in control, and he is making beautiful things out of us. Let's pray. Father God, there is a time for all things. There is a season for all things. We want to trust in you no matter what season we are in. Even when things are going really well, it is very difficult to say thank you. It is very difficult to remind ourselves that the blessings are only because God is being gracious and kind, because he loves us. It's also so good to be reminded that when things are difficult and things may not go as we think they should go, it is still because God loves us. Because he is producing in us something that we don't even understand right now. Maybe God will give us the glimpse and the grace to show us how things in the past have turned into beautiful things. He's done that for all of us in some way. We get to look back and see how God has planned it all together. He has put it all together. He has made something that was hard and difficult, something that we can look back and be thankful for. God, thank you that you have divine wisdom. You are perfect. You know the end from the beginning. You are putting together your master tapestry. Help us to praise you in all seasons and to have the wisdom to know that we can come to you when we are anxious, when we are troubled. You call us to pray and to cry out to you, our closest friend. Lord, thank you for the seasons that we are in right now. You are going to make something good and something beautiful out of all of them. In Jesus' name. Amen.